The state assembly, Senate, and Governor Andrew Cuomo continue to work on sticking points in the state budget, as yet another proposal has now been dropped from the spending plan, raising the state's minimum wage. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos emerged hopeful from a closed-door meeting with Republican senators. The Senate and Governor Cuomo have been at odds over ethics reform, including requiring financial disclosure of senators' law clients in their outside jobs as private attorneys. Skelos says he thinks he and the governor are on track for a compromise, and it's no longer a sticking point.
I think we're making tremendous progress with the ethics legislation.
The senator offered no details, but says he expects a deal by March 31st, the deadline, or even earlier. Cuomo previously agreed to an ethics package with the state assembly. Senators have more at stake if they have to publicly identify their clients. Several, including Senate Leader Skelos, earn over $100,000 a year from private law firms, according to financial disclosure forms that they already have to fill out. The reforms were proposed after the former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver was arrested in January and charged with illegally gaining millions of dollars from two private law firms by improperly using his political influence. Senator Skelos also says that yet another item has been dropped from the budget. He says Governor Cuomo's proposal to increase the minimum wage to $11.50 an hour downstate and $10.50 an hour upstate won't be in the spending plan.
It's just like a bidding war. You know, how high can I go without any real thought process to, is it going to impact employers, small businesses? Should there be regulatory reform with it? Should there be workers' comp reform with that? There are a lot of issues that should be part of that.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie has said raising the minimum wage is an essential budget item for his members, and Assembly Democrats back increasing the minimum wage even higher to $15 an hour in New York City by 2018.
It absolutely has to be on the table as far as we're concerned in this conference.
Hastie on Thursday says he's expressing his concerns to Senator Skelos.
I haven't spoken to Senator Skelos.
Carl, what do you think about this?
The Assembly and the governor still have not reached agreement on education policy issues that the governor has insisted he needs before he will agree to increase school aid. They include teacher evaluations and how to turn around failing schools. In addition to the minimum wage, another issue, curbing sexual assault on college campuses, also seems unlikely to be included in the state's spending plan. Assembly Majority Leader Joe Morelli says it might be better to deal with that issue, as well as other items, in the remaining months of the legislative session, post-budget.
Well, you could argue that many of them didn't need to be in the budget proposal because they don't have a direct link to an appropriation. You know, the governor was pretty ambitious in trying to get a number of things done in the budget, but not necessary to the budget. So I think what's happening is people, when time gets down to the end, you start to prioritize what do you absolutely have to do here to have a spending plan in place.
But Morelli says he understands why the governor might have tried to take advantage of leverage that he has with the legislature over the budget in order to get some other issues done. By the end of the day, Governor Cuomo, who did not meet with reporters, issued a statement. He says achieving ethics reform and education policy changes remain the top priorities for him in the budget, and he says he won't sign a spending plan without them. And the governor says discussion about whether unrelated policy items should be included or not included in the budget is simply a red herring. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.